الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم پڑھی الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many blessings and benefits of reciting Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful blessing of reciting Durood Pak has been mentioned in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites 1,000 times Durood upon me in a day, he shall not die until he sees his station in paradise. یعنی جو بندہ مجھ پر 1,000 مرتبہ درود پاک روزانہ پڑھے گا وہ نہیں مرے گا جب تک اپنا ٹھکانہ جنت میں نہ دیکھ لے پیارے اسلام بھائی الحمدللہ عز و جل a very beautiful وظیفہ for us that if you want to see your home in paradise whilst you are still in the world then we need to recite درود upon the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اب 1,000 مرتبہ درود پاک پڑھنا how long does it take The scholars, they say that to recite Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam roughly about 1,000 times, you know, if you take this upon yourself, it will not take you more than half an hour. Aadha ghanta bhi nahi lagta, 1,000 martaba banda Durood Paak pad sakta hai. And then if you make your habit, ke when you go to work, now the scholars, they say you don't have to be in wudu to recite Durood Paak. You don't have to be in the masjid to recite Durood Paak. You can be anywhere in the world and you can recite Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, amuman hota kya hai? You know, we sometimes don't realize and we sometimes don't think about this. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he gave his life and time for this ummat. Waqiat padhte hai na, how much he loved his ummat. Ke the day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, He made dua for his ummat. The way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived his life, he made dua for his ummat. Yani every time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all throughout his life, made dua for the ummat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hame na bhule, hamesha pyare aqa alaihi salatu wasalam aapki ummat ko yaad karte rahe. Aaj ye ummat hai ki aaj hum aadha ghanta bhi nahi nikal sakte. You know, we should be sitting in a masjid, we should be sitting in our home. And at that time, aur koi kaam nahi hai. There should be nothing in our mind but to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hum kya padhenge, pyare Islam bhaiyo? The sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they recited durood paak 40,000 times or more every day. 40,000 martaba durood paak padhte the. Aaj hum kehte hain, yahan main thak jata hoon, mere paas time nahi hai. I don't have time. The problem is, that we've not taken this seriously. We've not taken this upon us. We've not made it part of our life, part of our routine. Jis tarah, I wake up in the morning, I go to work. Why do I go to work every morning? Because it's part of my life. Yeah? Why do I go to my house? Because it's part of my life. We do everything. Why? We made it part of our life. We need to make this part of our life as well. Apni routine mein isko shamil kare ki hum jahan bhi ho, maine pyare aqa alaihi salatu wassalam par durood paak padhna hai. And try to set a target for yourself. If you can't recite 1,000 times, recite it 100 times. Recite it 200 times, 300 times. Amir al-Sunnah farmate hain, if someone can recite at least minimum 313 times, to aaj kyun na hum niyat kar lein? کیوں نہ نیت کر لیں کہ 313 مرتبہ میں درود پڑھوں گا انشاءاللہ اب یہ نیت کیا نا پیارے اسلام بھائیو whatever happens now کچھ بھی ہو جائے میں نے 313 مرتبہ پڑھ کر ہی رہنا ہے ہوتا ہے نا I'm not gonna do anything کم مقائدہ ہی چھوڑ سا that's what we need to do we need to recite 313 times or else I'm not gonna do anything I'm not gonna go to work میں کم اپنی نہ جانا جناب جب تک درود پاک نہ پڑھا It's a bit difficult, but it's not impossible. So inshallah, make it an intention and try to act upon his word. Maybe niyat karta hu inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, Allah azza wa jal has sent us to this world. Allah ne hame dunya mein bheja hai. And this world is not a place where we can always enjoy our life. Because it wasn't made for enjoyment. Ye dunya isliye banayi nahi gayi na ki banda yahan par khush hokar rahe. We're going to have loads of trials and tribulations. Sometimes you have financial problems. Sometimes you have family issues. Sometimes you have your health issues. Anything can happen in this world. Jannat is the place where you won't have any problems. Yo, wo jannat hai. And this is what we need to do in this world. We need to strive so that we can go to paradise and we can live a life where we'll have no problems at all. But this dunya, we're going to have a lot of issues, a lot of problems. Maybe we were already having problems. You know, some people are ill, some people have this issue, some people have financial problems. Koi na koi ana musibat dunya mein aati rahegi. Why? Because it's a place of problems, it's a place of error, trial and error, as they say. You make mistakes in this world, Allah Ta'ala will test you in this world as well. As Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran as well. And then what will happen? You know, you'll have a steady income. Nowadays, a lot of people are saying that our income has gone down. You know, kharche hamare bahut zyada badh gaye, petrol's gone up, so and so has gone up, our weekly shopping bill has gone up. But the wage is still there. So we're all complaining in a sense that things are really, really hard. You know, we're finding it difficult to cope. And there are some people, sadly, who don't take this, you know, as they say, on the chin. And ma'azallah, they'll go to an extent. A man committed suicide and killed all his family members because he couldn't feed them. That is how much a person will do. Or you Muslims, Allah Ta'ala unki maghfirat farmaye. They made a mistake. He made a mistake. Lekin pyare Islam bhaiyo, these waqias, you know, if you look at the ratio, you know, suicide in the past couple of years is creeping up. People are just fed up. And you know, one of the reason, ek wajah pata kya hai? Why people are committing suicide? Everyone's depressed, pareshan, muskurana. People have forgot how to laugh. People have forgot how to smile. There was a person who committed suicide in America. And he had a suicide note in his pocket. And when he committed suicide, they found this note in his pocket. You know what was written on there? Even if I meet one person on the way, if he smiles at me, I will not commit suicide. Yani agar mujhe ek banda bhi mila, jo mujhe dekhkar muskuraya, main khudkushi nahi karunga. That proves that he never met anyone. You see people, bechare pareshan, depressed, they don't smile. People have stopped smiling either. They've got issues, you know, every time. For example, if someone's mom passed away, you don't expect him to smile, do you? Yeah? But the thing is, at this moment in time, because there are so many problems upon us, people have stopped smiling. People don't know how to smile. So what we need to do, you know, the doctors, they say, smiling will take your depression away. Ye depression ka marz muskurane se dur hota hai. Yeah, so try smiling. Try have a smile when you talk to someone. Have you seen Ameer Ahle Sunnat? Ameer Ahle Sunnat ko dekha hai? Kabhi Ameer Ahle Sunnat ko dekha hai, muskurate nahi hai. He always smiles. Why? Because his smiling will bring so many people back to life. Oh, bichare jo murda hote hai na, Ameer Ahle Sunnat ki muskurat unhe zinda kar deti hai. So your smiling can bring someone back to life again. Your smiling at someone can bring a person back out from depression and anxiety. Or else people are taking tablets at this moment in time. There are so many. Depression has gone up really, really hard. Itni zyada logo ko depression ho gayi hai. Toh pyare Islam bhaiyo, the world's already depressed. We're already going through a very difficult time. And they plan more from tomorrow. There's going to be a bit more harsh rulings. So what we need to do is we need to try to smile. We need to try to smile. We need to take it on the chin. We're with everyone, aren't they? You know, when the first lockdown happened, I'll be honest with you, I'm stood in the masjid, I started feeling depression as well. What's going to happen? You know, I'm such a person that I never stay at home. You know, one place, the other place, and you think to yourself, right, I've got to be staying. And you don't know how long this lockdown is going to be for. Pata nahi kitne dhade lockdown resi, I've got to be staying at home. Lekin kya hua? Ameer Ahle Sunnat's program came, Dilu Ki Rahat. I watched that program, and Ameer Ahle Sunnat says, why we stop smiling for? It's not the end of the world. It's not the first time a pandemic has come to the world. Many pandemics have come and gone. Inshallah, ye waqt guzar jayega. This time will pass by. Is waqt ko, pyare Islam bhaiyo, what we need to do is we need to stay strong and we need to, alhamdulillah, have a smile. And the most important thing is we need to trust in Allah Ta'ala and we need to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His help. Humne Allah Ta'ala par tawakkul karna chhod diya hai. Jo haqeeqat baat hai, we've stopped doing that. We don't trust in Allah Ta'ala anymore. We might trust a lot of other things. For example, if someone has stopped on tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jal, what will happen? Hoga kya? Now what will happen is you're going to go into a deep depression mode. You're going to go into more problems. You're going to have more issues. And these issues will not be solved until we solve ourselves as well. So aaj ka mauzu hai pyare Islam bhaiyo, how we can make the use of this time in doing good things. What we've done is a lot of people have started. Mujhe yaad hai, ek Islam bhai, he was talking and he goes, during the lockdown, I've subscribed to this channel, I've subscribed to that channel, and I subscribed to this channel as well. So he's paying an extra £100 every month because he doesn't know what to do at home. Halanke, you've got a Quran at home, it's free of charge, you just need to open the Quran. You've got Madani channel at home, it's free of charge, you need to watch Madani channel. So what we need to do now is we need to look for ways how we can start to build up our life. Apni zindagi ko upar karein. You know, ab lockdown lag gaya hai, kuch bhi ho jaye, we're not going to go down that road again. What we need to do is we need to stay positive. And for to stay positive, you've got to be doing positive things as well. Positive rehne ke liye positive kaam karna padta hai. Aur wo kya hai? The most positive thing that you can do is you can need to start to worship Allah Ta'ala. Ibadat apni badha dein. Let me just tell you a story about Sayyida Rabia Basriya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. A very, very pious woman, Rabia Basriya. And she used to be a woman that used to worship Allah Ta'ala all night. Sari raat Allah Ta'ala ki ibadat mein guzar deti. All during the day, she used to spend her life in fasting. She used to spend her life in tasbih. And that's what we need to do. We need to up our game as well. If the shaitan is up in his game, we need to up our game as well. We need to be changing gear. Thoda tez karo apni nekiyan ki. You know, let's move forward. When you drive a car in the first gear, you're probably going to go up to about 30, 40, 50 miles. You're not going to go faster than that, are you? What do? You change the gear. Yeah, the gear changes, you start to go fast. It's time that we need to change our gear as well. We need to move up the gear and we need to make sure that we move it up and we up our game according to the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyida Rabia Basriya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, at one time, she was worshipping Allah Ta'ala all night. During the day, she would read the tasbih. And then for that, she says that one night I saw a dream. And in that dream, I saw this very beautiful tree. And I saw there was beautiful fruit on that. And the fruit was so delicious. And she says there was three types of food. I asked someone in the dream, who is this for? And he was told, oh Rabia, this is all for you, for the tasbih that you have done in my worship. Ay Rabia, ye tere liye hai. Tune raat ko jo tasbih mera zikr kiya tha, uske badle mein tumhe de raha hun. So pyare Islam bhaiyo, what we need to do is we need to start to look ourselves. Analyze your day, analyze your night, analyze your behavior. How are we doing at home? You know, whenever we go at home and you think to yourself, I've got 1 hour. What do I do 1 hour? Straight away, the shaitan whispers in our minds, yeah, 1 hour, social media, best thing, enjoy yourself. But molvina band roja evi takya kar. Yeah, and sadly, this is sometimes our elders that are saying that as well. Yeah, I was talking to one person, who is your enemy? You don't need enemies from outside. Sadly, we've got the enemies within ourselves. Within our own family, we've got enemies as well. Aapke ghar mein, pyare Islam bhaiyo, aapka dushman hoga. We don't realize. Ye baap bete ko nasihat kar raha hai. The father is giving nasihat to his son. Namaz mein bhi buddhi hai, toh padhi hai, tu bhi buddha se, toh padhi, ja kamay par jao. Go to work. Does he need another enemy? Yeah, that father might be thinking that main to badi changi gal bhai riyam. That's what I did. Now if the young lads who are sat here, If you think to yourself, well, I'm going to be 60, 70, and I'm going to start doing ibadat as well, you're going to get to 60 or 70. Yeah, maybe your father was lucky that he's 70, 80. You might not be lucky. You go to a graveyard, majority of the graves you'll see, they'll be under 50 years old. So if these people had the same mentality, abhi kuch hafte pehle, 36-year-old nojawan ka janaza padha humne. A few months ago, 18-year-old young lad, uska janaza padha. A few years back again, we read a janaza of three young lads between age 19 and 21. Unhe pata tha ke we were going to die. They didn't know that. So they've left this world. So if we've got this mentality, chill out, do what you want, yeah? And then we'll see what happens later on. There is something that we need to understand. Yeah, no one says don't chill out. I'm chilling out. But we chill out within Sharia, don't we? Yeah, Sharia doesn't say you can't do this, you can't do that. Look at Sharia, see what is jais in Islam, act upon that. You know, there's so many things. وہ لوگ کہتے ہیں جناب مولویوں سلجانا شریعت سختی کری ہوئی ہے سختی کس میں کی ہے ہم وہ ڈو وی سے وی سے آفر یور فائیو ٹائمز صلاۃ وی سے ریڈ دا قرآن وی سے ریسپیکٹ یور پیرنٹس آئی میٹ اے پیرنٹ دی ادر ڈے ایک والد صاحب سے ملاقات ہوئی ہے ہی گوز مائی سن نیور یوز ٹو کم ہوم اینڈ سٹے ود اس ایوری سنگل ڈے ہی وڈ کم بیک فرام اسکول اور کالج ہی ول بی اسٹریٹ اپ انٹو ہز روم ہی گوز دا ون ڈے ہی اٹینڈڈ یور اجتماع آپ کے اجتماع میں آیا تھا الحمد للہ مائی سن اینڈ آئی وی آل سٹ ڈاؤن اینڈ ہیو اے میل ٹوگیدر اینڈ وی ٹاک اباؤٹ آور لائف ٹوگیدر ایز ویل یہ کیا ہے پیارے اسلام بھائیو اگر ہم چاہتے ہیں نا واقعی دوز پیرنٹس ہو اسا ہیئر ویئر آر یور چلڈرن آپ کی اولاد کہاں ہیں آپ کے بیٹے کہاں ہیں If they're with you in the ijtima, then that is brilliant. If they're not with you in the ijtima, there's something to worry about. There's something that we need to start to what? Up your game. We need to bring these lads into the masjid. Or else these lads, when they are taken away by the shaitan, we're going to regret it. A couple of months ago, I had a phone call. And in that phone call, it was a father that was crying. He goes, my son has been wrongly arrested. My son has been wrongly arrested. Please, can you give me a character reference for my son that he was a nice lad? I've never seen your son in my life. Who is your son? Beta, aapka hai kaun? Kehte hain, I'll bring his photo. Give me a character reference. I'm not going to give you a character reference. I've never met with your son. Why was he wrongly arrested? Oh, he was with this group of lads and 2 o'clock at night they were trying to shoot someone and he got arrested for it. It wasn't my son who shot him. He was just with them. انہوں نے صاحب لائی کی نو پتر مارا بے قصور ہے راتی 2 بجے لفنگیا نال پھرنا سی تے پولیس نے اریسٹ کری دینا اے تے ولی لکڑیا پھر سن پتر یو نو واٹ از اٹ دیٹ وی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ یو نو اینڈ دین وی سے وائی از اور سوسائٹی بینگ کرشڈ دین وی سے واٹ از رانگ ود اس واٹ از ہیپننگ ٹو اور سوسائٹی سڈلی وی ڈونٹ ہیو اور چلڈرن ان کنٹرول ون آف دا تھنگ از دیٹ پیارے اسلام بھائیو How, what have we given our children for ibadat? What have we given them? You know, we've all grown up in this environment. Yeah, there's very, very rare input by the parents for our children. I'm not saying all the parents. Jo walidain apne bachchon ke saath hai na, you are lucky people. I'm telling you, you are very lucky. Because your sons, they could have been out in the cold, you know, clubbing away in the nightclubs, dancing away, drinking alcohol. They could have been there, but they are with you now. But there might be someone, I don't know, there might be someone who sat here, he might be worried, my son, where is he going to be now? Yeah, the last thing that you want is the police to knock on your door, either say your son's been arrested, or they say that your son's been killed. That's what happened to a family. Yeah, they were at home, 12 o'clock at night, they got a door, the doorbell rang, and they opened the door, it was the police. We were here with some sad news. Your son's been killed in a car crash. Yeah? If someone has to go, we're all going to go. Kullu nafsin dhaiqatul maut. Everyone's going to die one day. So they thought, you know, how did the car crash happen? So the investigation came and they said that his son died of a car crash because he was 3 times over the drunken driving limit. Sharab, 3 times as much. And his friends were with him and he died instantly. Now, this is what is happening in our society. We've got to wake up to this as well. Isko pyare Islam bhaiyo, zara ghor se sochein. Is this not happening in our homes today? Is the second person that we hear in the janaza masjid mein, do we not hear that young people are dying? People are dying in car crashes. People are dying with drugs violence. People are dying with knife crime. Why is that happening? It's because maybe at home, I'm not saying every single home is like that, but there's nothing for our children to do at home. Kya karenge wo ghar? One of the reasons, sadly, I'm sorry to say this, is maybe the father and mother are not religious themselves. Maine baat ki hai na, baap ne baat ki hai na, usne kya kaha hai? Ke main namazi nahi hu, tu bhi namazi na ban, abhi kaam kar. So the father doesn't want his children to be religious. Yeah, religious doesn't mean that he's going to stay in the masjid, does it? Religious means that he acts upon the deen. Yeah, you read your, you offer your 5 times salah. That's what you call a religious person. What's wrong with that? Our deen, our Islam tells us that. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kafa. Oh, believers, enter into Islam fully. Why are we taking part of Islam and acting upon that and leaving the rest of it? Yeah, now in our weddings, this is a topic that I can talk for hours. In our weddings, we say we're Muslims. Why do we do things against Islam? In our weddings, why is it that we do things? People who are sat here, people who are watching, including myself as well, we all live in the real world. Sare Karachi shadiyon yanna. Why do these actions happen in our weddings even though we know them? People are taking loans out. A wedding happened a few months ago and they had about 7 Ferraris in that wedding. They had about 15 other convertible cars in that wedding. Why? Dunya taksi janab, Chaudhry arne putra ni shadi hoi hai. Yeah? And then what happened? Now, within 3 months, the wedding collapsed. Khatam, where's all everything gone? Do it against Allah, this could happen to you as well. And then, I know of a wedding where a person took out a £30,000 loan. 3 years aur pon bank hai chuk karza kinda. Janab, ye cheezaan karniyan, warna na katan jasi. We have to do this. Within 3 days, the wedding collapsed. The father had a heart attack, he died, and the whole family structure is over. Why? Because we went against Allah. Do you think, Allah sochta hai ke, if we do this, nahi karenge, to what will happen is people will talk bad about us. Let people talk bad about you, so what? We're not going to do haram things. And this is what we need to understand. Our children, sadly today as well, when they sat at home, everyone's got a mobile phone. You ask a 10-year-old child, he'll have a mobile phone in his hand. You ask a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 15-year-old, majority of them, agar aapke bete ke paas nahi hai, to aapne bahut acha kiya hai. But if your 12-year-old or 13-year-old has a mobile phone, you made one of the biggest mistakes in your life and you're going to live to regret that mistake. You're going to live to regret that mistake. Why? Because there are so many people. I saw a 12-year-old, I saw his Facebook account and I was shocked as a grown-up person, as a religious person. Mujhe khud sharam aa rahi thi when I looked at his Facebook page. His mother and father look at it every day, nothing happens. Parwahi nahi. And then we say what is happening to our younger generation. Pata nahi putar mari gal kiya nahi manna. When do we? Hum Allah ki manenge to hamara beta hamari manenge na. What goes round, comes round. If we worship Allah Ta'ala the way we should do, inshallah azawajal, these things will not happen in our families. And I'm not only saying that this is amongst common people, ye aam bandeyo mein nahi hai. Sadly, this is amongst the religious people as well. Jo log kehte hain na, main deendar hoon, unke ghar mein bhi aag lagi hui hai. The reason for that is, why? Is because they've been acting upon the deen themselves, but they have not been telling their own family members. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Ye sabse pehla hukum hai. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, yet go and warn your own next of kin, warn your family members. If I'm stood here doing a bayan and my family is watching a video at home, what's the point me standing and doing a bayan in front of you? I need to look at my own family. I need to look at my own house. As they say, put your own house in order before you go out. That is the problem. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran that one day we are going to meet Allah Ta'ala. Allah say, humne milna hai. We are scared to meet Allah Ta'ala today. I am scared. What are we going to say to Allah? Kya jawab dengi Allah ko? Yeah, we went to the world, we chilled out, you know, we were with our boys, we were doing everything, Ya Allah, this is how I spend my life. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. O mankind, indeed you have to certainly run towards your Lord, then you have to meet Him. You will have to meet Allah Ta'ala. In what position are we going to meet Allah Ta'ala? What have we done? I'm 17, I'm 20-year-old, I'm 30, I'm 40. What have we done? When we meet Allah Ta'ala and He asks us, 5 questions will be asked. How did you live your life? What are we prepared for that? We haven't prepared much for that. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Razi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says that one day I was thinking about this verse of the Quran. Innal insana lafi khusr. Indeed, mankind is surely in loss. Beshak insan nuksan mein hai. He goes, I was thinking, what does he mean by this verse? And he goes, an ice seller, ek barf bechne wale ne mujhe is Quran Pak ki ayat samjhai hai. Barf bechne wale ne, how? He had a big puck of ice and he was shouting in the market, oh people, be merciful to me. My goods are melting. Yani, be merciful to the one whose goods are melting. Ke ye barf pigal jayegi, mera nuksan ho jayega, meri madad karo. In the same way, our breath that we are taking, every breath that we take is never going to come back. We've got a breath. Just imagine if we had a breath count. Breath counter ago, no, no. And Allah Ta'ala had written 50 million breaths for me. Do you know, every time I'm breathing, that breath counter, the numbers getting lower and lower and lower. How many breaths have I got left? I don't know. But we should be ready for this. We should be ready for this, that my breath, my counter is getting lower and lower and lower. What have I done? What have I prepared for the next life? And then why did Allah, we need to think about this as well. Why did Allah Ta'ala create me? Kyun Allah ne hame paida kiya tha? Kya Allah ne hame karobar ke liye paida kiya tha? Nahin. Hum karobar karte hain. Ye uski rehmat hai. That He's given us the opportunity to do and earn halal money. People say, Janab halal pe rozi kamana bhi ibadat hai. Yes, it is ibadat. Lekin kis ke liye ibadat hai? Who is it ibadat for? It is ibadat for that person who offers his worship. He worships Allah Ta'ala. And he also works for halal income as well. Ek banda agar kehta hai, janab, I work in a factory for 8 hours. Janab, majboori hai, kya kara? Ka main apni chutti nahi dene, lihaza kar qaza karsa. The scholars, they say, aisi jagah kaam karna hi jaiz nahi hai. But like I said, hamara tawakkul kam hai. Hamara tawakkul kamzor hai. You know what we say? If I leave this job, I might not even get a job. Who gave you this job in the first place? You see people coming to the masjid, bechare jumme ka hota hai na, and people sometimes say, what topic do you talk about? There's no topic that you can talk about. Aata hi koi nahi hai. Wohi bechare chand buzurg namaz ke liye aate hain, wohi pehli saf mein hote hain, and the rest of the people will be 5 minutes. Now let's all assume that that person is me. Last 5 minutes, I walk through the masjid, I sit down, what have I learnt about my deen? Jo ijtima mein nahi aate, the only opportunity we have is a Friday. Hum Friday bhi ijtima mein nahi aate, Jumme ka jo ijtima hota hai, we don't listen to the bayan. What are we going to preach at home? Hum kya ghar mein jaakar sikhayenge? The sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan, they used to spend time in the masjid and then they used to go home and teach their wives and their children. Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam, the second Khalif of Islam, he used to be a business partner with this other sahabi. They used to take it in turns. He used to go and learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come back and teach him. The next day, Hazrat Umar would go, learn, come back and teach his companion. We hardly ever go to the ijtimaas. We hardly ever go to learn about our deen. But dekhe, bade se bada mufti aapko milega bhai. Janab, waise hi bejde tabsare, Fatiha khani wa sasan, people will start to do tabsara. And you know what it is? When people start talking bad about the ulama, you know, what do we call our ulama-i kiram? Maulvi. Maulvi hai kaise na pata? This is what we need to understand. We think that these people, sadly, I was in a mahfil. This is the value that we've given our scholars. Instead of calling them our sardar leader, our ulama, Allah Quran farmata, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadil ulama. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, it is the ulama that have the fear of Allah. Ye Allah se ye darte kon jo ulama hai, jo ilm wale. So these are the people, they are our guides. And this is the way we treat them. I was in someone's house and we were all sat together and a person walked in. Who was he? He was a local councillor. I'm not even saying we shouldn't respect him. If they have authority, we should respect them. Yeah, the councillor walked in. You know, oh, Haji sahab, kya hala, bismillah, bismillah, cho bio. Come and sit down. The next person walks in, he's a businessman. Do trai paise usne gojej paven. Oh, bismillah, ji sahab kya, achho bio. And then the third person that walked in was imam of the masjid. Ek banda nahi uthya. Maulvi, aa jao, maulvi ji bhejo hota hai. This is the tabiyyat that we have for our scholars. Even today, I heard from someone that someone's child was taken out of the class because he was swearing. Not at any children, he swore at the Qari Sahib. His father was brought to the madrasa, and his father, he said, why, what has he done? He swore at the child. Oh, changa nahi kita, aainda nahi karna. When if he swears at you, what will happen? Agar abba ji, tusa hi gaal kadna tha, putar hi si labna tusangi. Mari yudu az ghusse ch. Well, that's what you've done. And because he swore at the Imam Sahib, at the Qari who's teaching him the Quran, this is value. Is that what you say? It's all right, son, don't do it again. That is the value that we are giving to us. Ye ulama ki value nahi hai. Ye deen ki value hum de bata rahe hain. This is how much I value my deen. People who are knowledgeable, this is how much I value them. You know, in the olden days, aaj hum baat karte hain na fulana maulvi sahab ne tanha badi zyada char makan han unhone. Char ma tu se khush hona chahiye na sare imam masjid ne char makan han. We sit together, naiya ni dikana jaaso, taxi stand up jaaso, iya gappa hoyian. Fulana maulvi sahab ne char makan kisra hai ge. मौलवी साहब को चार से नहीं बेचने मौलवी साहब और अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हलाल कमाई ने जोड़ी तय मकान खरीदे ने व्हाट्स रॉन्ग विद दैट यू नो इन द ओल्डन डेज इफ यू रीड द हिस्ट्री हारून रशीद रहमतुल्लाह तआला अलैह व्हेन हिज सन फिनिश्ड द कुरान उन्होंने उस्ताद साहब को ही मेड हिम वे विद गोल्ड एंड गिव हिम दैट मच मनी सोने से तोला है ये दिस इज द कदर दैट द उलमाए किराम हैव आज हमारी कदर नहीं है आज हम देख रहे हैं आज प्यारे इस्लाम भाइयों sadly the much knowledge that we have today the father will praise his son putra ne itniya tareefa kar son main last 2 hafte ki baat hai yakeen maniye us din se mera dimag kharab ho raha hai ke nikah padhaya hai maine nikah padhaya hai bechare ko kalma hi pehla nahi aaya this is the position that we are in aur vijay abba tareefa karne se pata lagna janab isse bachcha paida hi koi duniya par hoya माड़ा पुत्र इस तरह माड़ा सोने तारीफ करो अपन पुत्रां नी अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह झूठ ना मारो बेचारे की कलमा भी नहीं अच्छी ना वो आज ही डन और व्हेन यू डाई डू यू थिंक योर सन्स गोना रीड योर जनाजा और जनाजे की दुआ को नहीं पता होनी उस बेचारे सो व्हाट द बैक टू द टॉपिक अगेन इज व्हाट हैव वी वैल्यूड आवर दीन एंड हाउ मच हैव वी डन हमने नेकियों करने में वैल्यू कितनी रखी है प्यारे इस्लाम भाइयों वी आर स्पेंडिंग अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम ऑन सोशल मीडिया यू आस्क योरसेल्फ हर बंदा अपने आप से सवाल करे हाउ मच टाइम डू वी स्पेंड ऑन व्हाट्सएप हाउ मच टाइम डू वी स्पेंड ऑन सोशल मीडिया हाउ मच टाइम डू वी रीड अ बुक ऑफ इस्लाम और फिर देखें हमने दीन को वैल्यू कितनी दी है वी हैव गिवन वैल्यू टू द वर्ल्ड ये दुनिया को हमने ज्यादा वैल्यू दी है दैट इज व्हाई वी डूइंग 8 आवर जॉब्स 6 12 आवर जॉब्स एक बंदा 12 घंटे की शिफ्ट लगाकर इज गोइंग टू वर्क इन अ टेक अवे फॉर अनदर 4 आवर्स व्हाई इज बिकॉज नॉट बिकॉज दैट ही इज टाइट is because he's given value to the world we're not given value to our deen humne agar deen ko value di hoti na pyare islam bhaiyo main qasam kha kar kehta hu aapki ek job mein bhi allah barkat de deta but because we haven't valued it we are struggling financially scholars how much do they get paid a normal scholar they don't get paid much lekin have you ever seen a scholar commit suicide kabhi dekha hai fulane maulvi sahab khudkushi ki thi hai you'll never hear that Who commits suicide? Yeah, doctors will commit suicide. Lawyers commit suicide. You know, professors, they commit suicide. Why doesn't an alim commit suicide? Because he knows the understanding of the deen. So the deen will save you in this world and in the hereafter as well. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, Inna aradana al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard wal-jibali fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfakna minha wa hamalaha al-insan. We indeed offered the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused to bear it and became afraid of it. And man bore the weight, yani man bore it. Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi, he further states about this verse. He says, observe the earth, skies and the mountain. They are all strong. Ye pahad kitne taakatwar hain. Lekin they did not take the trust of Allah. Yeah, mountains, this heaven, kitna bada asman hai. He did not take the trust of Allah. Who took the trust of Allah? It is man who took the trust of Allah. That is why insan ko ashrafal makhlukat kehte hain. Kyun? Ke kisi ne Allah Taala ki is trust ko nahi uthaya, insan ne uthaya hai. Allah Taala has made ashrafal makhlukat. We need to do good things. We need to prove it that we are ashrafal makhlukat as well. In another word, Allah Taala says, "Walaqad karramna bani Adam." And we have indeed honored the descendants of Adam. Allah ne insaan banakar hume kitna bada maqam diya hai. Could we praise, could we thank Allah Ta'ala for that? Balam bin Baura. You know, aaj we don't thank Allah Ta'ala for this as well. What is the biggest thanking of Allah Ta'ala? That we worship. Hum Allah Ta'ala ki ibadat karein. Pyare sahab bhaiyo, humari ibadat kya, including myself, main apne aap ko bhi dal raha hu. Aaj hum ibadat mein kitne aage hain. And then, whenever we talk, we always talk about the dunya. Fulana na putar agga ho gaya, fulana na tihi hoye bani gaya, fulana tu kya kita? Yeah, aaj hum apne aap se poochte hain. हम हमारी उम्र हो गई है, मेरी 46 years उम्र है, मैंने दीन में क्या किया है? What have I done? Have I prospered in the deen or have I left behind? 10 years ago मुझे कुरान पढ़ना नहीं आता था, 10 साल हो गए आज तक मुझे कुरान पढ़ना नहीं आता. मैंने क्या प्रोग्रेस किया है? दो मकान से चार हो गए, उन्हें चार बस हो. What are you gonna do with that house? Yeah, your main priority, अल्लाह ताला mentions in the Quran, वमा खलकतुल जिन्ना वल इंसा इल्ला लियाबुदून, वो इबादत. इबादत का हमारे सामने हाल है. ये हाफिज साहब बैठे हैं, फजर में कितने नमाजी होते हैं? काब कहाँ होते हैं? मैं कहाँ होता हूँ फजर में? ये सवाल है ना कि हम, व्हाट हैव वी डन फॉर आवर दीन? यू नो, वी प्रोग्रेस्ड इन द दुनिया, बट वी हैव, यस वी हैव प्रोग्रेस्ड अ लॉट. दिस इज द सेम फैमिली, वी आर ऑल सेम. 60 ईयर्स अगो हमारे बुजुर्ग बताएंगे, साढ़े वालदेना को खाने वास्ते पैसे नहीं सर होने 60 साल पहले. बेचारे अचार नाल रोटियां खाने होने सन. आज अल्लाह ताला हैज गिवन अस सो मच, वी प्रोग्रेस्ड इन 60 इयर्स. अल्लाह ताला बढ़िया नेमता देती है, लेकिन एक चीज तो प्यारे इस्लाम भाइयों, वी लेफ्ट बिहाइंड. अल्लाह ताला वाज गिविंग अस अपॉर्चुनिटीज, व्हाट हैव वी लेफ्ट बिहाइंड? वी हैव लेफ्ट बिहाइंड इन द दीन. 60 इयर्स अगो मिकी कुरान नहीं सी अचना, 60 साल मारी जिंदगी गुजरी गई है, आज भी मी कुरान नहीं आई रहा. और देयर्स प्लेंटी, हाफिज साहब यहाँ पर होते हैं, हर एवरी वन इज टीचिंग फ्री ऑफ चार्ज, फीस भी लीला पढ़ाने के लिए तैयार है, लेकिन लोग नहीं आगे आते. आप अपने आप से पूछें, हमने अल्लाह ताला का शुक्र अदा नहीं किया कि या अल्लाह लेट्स लुक एट योर हिस्ट्री. हजरत सैयदना महमूद गजनवी रहमतुल्लाहि तआला अलैह, वन डे द क्लोज मिनिस्टर ऑफ महमूद गजनवी रहमतुल्लाहि तआला अलैह, ही वॉज वेरी क्लोज टू हिम. And one of the person, they said, do you know your minister Ayaz? ये जो आपका Ayaz है ना, you love him so much, ये महल से चोरियां करता है. He steals from the palace. So Mahmood, he goes, it can't be. He goes, Hazrat, that's true. आपको क्या पता, आप बादशाह हैं. हमसे पूछे, we see him every day. And he goes, I'll prove it to you tonight. मैं आज आपको बताऊंगा ये चोरी करता है. So what he did was, Mahmood Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he and them other few ministers, they started to follow Ayaz at night. Ayaz every night would go into the jungle. Rozana jungle mein jate the. What would he do in the jungle? You know, they followed him and they saw this little house. Ek chota sa makan dekha. And they said to the king, there you go. Ye sara sona itthe chupana hai. This is where he hides all the gold. And Mahmood, he walks in and Ayaz is gobsmacked. He's shocked. What's the king doing here? And Mahmood Ghaznavi rahmatullahi alayhi said, Ayaz, I never knew this is what you do. I never knew you used to steal from the palace. He goes, Hazrat, you got me wrong. I've never stolen anything. So he goes, what are you doing here at this late at night? And what are you doing in this? And then he sees a wooden box. Ek na dabba hota hai, box hota hai. And he goes, the other people, they said, oh king, he's hiding everything. Sara sona is dabbej baya hua hai. He's got everything in there. And Ayaz is there, Hazrat, maafi chahta hun, please don't open the box. Na kholo, mari izzat rakho. Now Mahmood Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayhi is getting more agitated. There is something here. When they open the box, what do they find inside? Phate kapde, phatiyan wa jutiyan andar piyan. Everyone's shocked. Mahmood Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayhi says, Ayaz, what's all this? And Ayaz says, Hazrat, the first day when I came to your palace, this is the clothes that I came in. मैं ये कपड़े पहनकर आया था. एवरी नाइट आई कम टू सी दिस. अल्लाह ताला हैज ब्लेस्ड मी विद सो मच पावर एंड मनी. आज मेरे पास दौलत है, मेरे पास ताकत है, मैं बादशाह का खास वजीर हूं. अल्लाह हैज ब्लेस्ड मी सो मच. लेकिन एवरी डे आई कम एंड आई लुक एट दिस स्टफ एंड आई से, Ayaz, दिस इज योर रियालिटी. तू ए असल, तारी हकीकत ए है. सारी हकीकत कोठियां जरने नहीं, नहीं. आवो हकीकत इज के जिले बारिशा लेनी है सर, मकान खराब हो जाने सर. आवो फादर्स बो बेचारे बार बारिशा सोने होने सर, क्यों पैसे नहीं सर के मकान ठीक करा. Today we're driving in posh cars, we're living in big homes. That's not our reality. Ask yourself, what have we done? Aaj pyare sabhi hum dekhein. What? Let's look at ourselves. From 60 years previously and now, how much Allah Ta'ala has given us? How much have we thanked Him? Aaj fajr ki namaz mein hamari aankh nahi khulti. Hamare yakeen maniye, masjidein aaj viran hain. Yakeen maniye, 4 days ago, itna dil upset tha. Do teen masjidon mein gaya, so maybe hamari apni masjid hai. Shayad namazi nahi hai. Teen masjidon mein gaya hoon. Yakeen maniye, aadhi saf bhi nahi thi masjidon mein. Wajah, where are you? मैं आपसे सवाल करता हूं. Just think to yourself, I'm asking you, where do you be at the fajr time? आप होते हैं फजर में नमाज में? अगर नहीं होते तो क्यों नहीं होते? Yeah, one person around him, I goes, Yara, why do you not come for fajr? I may come up. So go, we've got answers for everything. Shaitan is so much in our head, we've got answers for everything. Oh, problem hai, afsa, main subah come up jana. Kitne baje hai? I may karu, 7 baje likh lijo na. Yara, 7 baje da jamaat bhi honi hai. Jamaat padi ta jana come up. And it's your own business. You can, you know, you get there 10, 15 minutes early. Why don't you read your namaz and chip from that? Jao phir kam karo. Ye mara ye routine hai. What time? Our children, bachchu ko hum jagate hain. I'm sorry to say this, but our children, they are baligh. Our daughters, they are baligh, but they don't read their namaz. Maine ye chand gharo mein jaakar maine mushahida kiya. I was so upset the other day. What is going to happen? One day we had the lockdown, masjid was closed. Aaj masjidain khuli hui hain, phir bhi hamare namazi nahi hain. What do you think? 20 hote kaun hain? Wohi bechare buzurg jo 5-6 hote hain. Wohi sardi ho, barf ho, unna buzurga Allah Taala unhe lambi zindagi de, unna masjid ni pehli saf ni chhodni. Lekin atte kar sute hain, lekin koi fajr ki namaz jamaat na nahi padne. I'm sorry if that is hurting you. It's hurting me quite a lot. We need to sort this out. We need to think to ourselves, what are we doing in life? What are we? Hum kis cheez ke piche pade hain? What are we after? Kya duniya ke piche pade? Duniya to khatam ho jayegi. Akhirat ne baki rehna hai. Akhirat ne rehna hai. Wala darul akhirati khair. Wala ni'ma darul muttaqin. You know, jab dost baithte hain na, hamari ek aadat ban chuki hai. All we do is talk about work. 7, 8, 10, 12 hours we talk about work. We're busy working. As soon as we come back home, shadi ne mozu pe jaso, khatam sharif hi hosan, masjid phuriya lagiya hosan, log kamani gappa lai re. Aur jinao sunao kam kaisa busy hai, kaun hi thanda hai, 1000 pound pichle hota banta. Ye thanda kam. Allah in shakar tum la azidannakum, shukr kaun hi Allah na. Bere bechare, those who are dying hungry in the world, those who are committing suicide because they can't feed their families, think about them. Think about them people who don't have good food to eat. And you earning 1,000, you're saying, I don't want. Isi ki kehte na shukri. Aur phir Balaam bin Baura ka, think about him. Allah did not forgive him because he was na shukra tha. To pyare Islam bhaiyo, what we need to do is we need to think to ourselves. Allah Ta'ala gave mankind the honor. Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullah Ali, kitna pyari baat aap likhte hain. The source of every perfection lies in performing the worship of Allah. Har cheez ki khubsurti kis mein hai? Allah ki ibadat mein hai. And then he says, the actual honor of mankind lies in them lowering their heads in his court. Sabse badhkar jo cheez hai na Allah Taala ki bargah mein, wo ye hai ki banda Allah ki bargah mein jhuk jaya kare. Ghar mein namaz padhne mein namaz ho jati hai, lekin farz jo humne choda hai uska guna hamare sar par rehta hai. So please, if we ever learn anything from this ijtima today, then inshallah what we've learned is that from tomorrow, mera main maqsad aaj yahi tha, humne ibadat kya karni hai aur inshallah humne niyat karni hai. You know, majority of you, 99% of you will be coming from a local masjid. Aapki main nahi kehta aap fizane madina mein aaye, aap apni local masjid mein jaye. आप वहां उठे हैं फजर नमाज, चाहे बार बर्फ हो रही हो. हैव यू सीन पीपल? मैं जर्मनी में गया ना एक मर्तबा, तो आई गॉट स्ट्रैंडेड इन जर्मनी. तो जो इस्लामी भाई थे वो 2 बसें पकड़ते थे. ही वेक्स अप एट 5 o'clock इन द मॉर्निंग, ही कैचेस 1 बस, कैचेस द अदर बस, गोज इन टू अ ट्रैम, गेट्स टू हिज वर्क इन 2.5 आवर्स. Why? Because he's working. Halal rozi kama raha hai, ibadat hai. Jitni takleef hogi ibadat hai. Lekin duniya ke liye itni takleef aur namaz. Some people wake up takriban bar chakhar thoda chalna kare pana tabahi na ho jaye hamari. We need to think that thoda apne aap ko na gear change kare. Kaun niyat karta hai inshaallah? Inshaallah. Fajar. Imam sahab ki mai phone kar raha subah. नहीं मैं नहीं करता और अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हमने अपने लिए करना है, मैं अपने लिए करूंगा, आप अपने लिए करेंगे। इस बयान का सबसे पहले हकदार कौन है? ये है, मैं बयान करके घर चला जाऊं, खुद नमाज ना पढ़ूं, व्हाट हैव आई गेन्ड। तो आज इंशाल्लाह, आज के इज्तिमा में हमने इंशाल्लाह कोशिश ये करनी है कि वी नीड टू गो एंड ऑफर आवर फजर नमाज इन द मस्जिद। जोर से कहे इंशाल्लाह। एंड इफ बिफोर, अगर सुस्ती रही है तो उसकी तोबा भी लाजिम है कि हमने जानबूझकर फजर की जमात छोड़ी है, उसकी तोबा लाजिम है। तो तोबा भी करें। हम जब नमाज पढ़ते हैं ना, तो नमाज भी यू नो गिव योर फुल टाइम टू योर नमाज। आप काम पर जाते हैं ना, किसने ताकत दी है काम करने की? तो इबादत किसकी कर रहे हैं? इफ वी आर डूइंग द इबादत ऑफ अल्लाह, ही इज द वन हु इज गिवन अस द पावर टू वर्क, तो हम जल्दबाजी क्यों करें? और जिस रब ने मुझे रिस्क दिया है, वो रज क्या मुझे नमाज के बाद भी रिस्क नहीं देगा? इफ आई एम सो मेक श्योर दैट यू गो टू द मस्जिद इन द मॉर्निंग एंड अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, अगर आप फैजान मदीना में पढ़ेंगे, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह दरस कुरान भी होता है। और कहो तो और कह लो ना बंदा, सुबह सुबह दरस कुरान, ठीक है, शजरा शरीफ, वज़ाइफ, ये पढ़ने का हमें मौका मिलता है। बहरहाल, अल्लाह ताला गिव मी द एबिलिटी टू एक्ट अपॉन आवर दीन। नाउ लेट्स अप आवर गेम इन इबादत, लेट्स अप आवर गेम इन द तस्बीह ऑफ अल्लाह ताला। इंशाल्लाह यू विल नेवर एवर बी लेफ्ट बिहाइंड बाय द दुनिया। कभी भी कोई बंदा, आज हुजूर गौसे पाक, हु नोज हुजूर गौसे पाक, हाथ जो जानते हैं ना हुजूर गौसे पाक को, नाम ऊपर का हाथ, सारे जानते हैं। Do you know your great granddad's name? पर दादे ने ना कुछ पता, हाथ पर करो पता। माशाल्लाह, ओनली पहले हाथ ऊपर हुए थे 70% दैट वी नो गौसे पाक, बाकी जिन्हें सुनने सवाल ही समझी कोई लगी, पता नहीं क्या बना। या सो 70% ऑफ अस नो गौसे पाक, ओनली 5% नो दैट great granddad. Why? Because he's done the work for the deen. उन्होंने दीन का काम किया है। कियामत तक गौसे पाक का नाम बच्चा बच्चा जानता हो। मैं मरूंगा 2-3 years down the line, people will forget me as well. तो कोई ऐसा काम करें हमारा नाम हमेशा जिंदा रहे। ऐसा काम है ना, मैं एक मस्जिद में गया तो वहां पर ना बुजुर्ग का इंतकाल हुआ है, तो पता है लोग क्या कहते थे? जद उन्हें आजी साहब और गेन ना, मस्जिद की सफाई खत्म होगी। यानी आजी साहब ने जाने तो बाद फर्क पिया ना मस्जिद, तो इे जहा जिंदगी फर्क पै ना, फर्क इे जहा पै कि लोग आखन यरा आजी अर गेन फलाना बंदा, ही इज लेफ्ट दिस वर्ल्ड, ही इज लेफ्ट अ होल दैट वी कांट फिल। ऐसी जिंदगी गुजारें, ऐसी नहीं गुजारें कि मर गए, कब्र में दफन आए, सब भूल गए, तो ठीक है कोई था, सम टाइम वन पर्सन केम। नो, when you are, when people come back to bury you, they remember you all your life, कि that person did something for the deen. दुनिया के लिए कोई याद नहीं रखता, ये लिख लें, दीन के काम करेंगे दुनिया याद रखेगी। अल्लाह ताला अमल का जज्बा अता फरमाए। आमीन बिजाहिन नबीयल अमीन सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम।
May you keep ascending success. Say